Welcome back to the Taurus Nurse-Based Podcast. In today's episode, Aisha and Tara talk about growing apart. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and on the podcast and other streaming platforms at Taurus Nurse-Based.
What an intro. What an intro.
That describes it perfectly.
Yes. That's my official petition. If you go to our school, that needs to be our end of year song. I'm literally willing to fight anyone who says differently. I'm willing to fight anyone who says differently. I literally started playing a song. I should almost started crying. Because I feel like that perfectly sums up our experience.
I agree. I agree. People need to get in touch with who they are. Yes. And, like, we should bond over this.
Yes, we should bond over.
We should bond.
We should bond over Sad Taylor Swift songs. I just like to say. But as Taylor said, I hope we don't get copyrighted for this.
I did not think about that.
I mean, our podcast isn't that. It's big, guys. Let's not lie. But it's not that big. But also, it's the stolen version. So, like, Taylor, you know, it's fine. It's the stolen version.
It's okay.
We are waiting for Taylor's version of Speak Now.
Exactly.
We are waiting.
We are.
But I think, as Taylor said in the lyric, guys, it was the end of the decade, but a start of an age. And I think that perfectly describes where we are at our life right now as we find ourselves at this crossroad, our last year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And something that, like, I'm so scared of is, like, losing anyone.
No, I agree.
Because I think, and Aisha and I were talking about this, is, like, you go from seeing these people every single day of your life for, like, 4 years. For most of the year, because we're at school almost all the time.
Yeah.
Spending all this time with people, just going to, like, not seeing them at all. Maybe, like, not seeing them, but not seeing them as much.
Mm.
You know, like, your life.
Like, your daily experience.
For 5 years.
Because, like, there's some people that, like, I see all the time at school. And, like, yeah, I might follow them on Instagram and, like, see their stories now and again of, like, what they're doing. So, technically, I'm seeing them. But it's not the same.
And it's not the same.
Like, even though you don't talk to them, you walk past them.
Like, going from, like, having almost every class together, sitting together, all the breaks, for, like, 5 years, from grade 8 up until grade 12, like...
That's crazy.
That's a long-term commitment.
That is.
We need a long-term relationship.
With these people.
Oh!
And while sometimes, oh my god, they are annoying. I'm really gonna miss it.
I'm honestly...
They've really, like, added to, like, my high school experience.
I'm gonna miss all everyone else's high school drama and hearing about it.
Yeah.
Them. But, like... I'm really scared of, like, growing up, but also growing apart.
That is really scary, yeah.
Because I feel like, I was talking about this, and when I hate talking about this, because I get so emotional all the time, and I almost start crying. And you know what, my friends are so rude. Because at lunch, when I want to talk about this, and I want to say things, and they're like, can you stop? Can you not talk about this?
Because
we don't
want the negative vibe.
I'm not being negative, though. I'm being realistic, because the reality is...
I don't think we should be realistic. I am not up for the realism in my life.
I just, like, delusional. Let's be delusional. But, like, I'm always, like, the reality is we're probably not all going to go to the same university. Yeah. If that, none of us are studying the same thing, except you and Keen. But even that, you guys are going to take different courses and things like that. Like, we're not going to see each other all the time. Like, we're not going to be as constant, as present in our lives mm-hmm. as we used to be. Like, I'm really scared for that.
That is really scary.
Because it's like, you guys are literally my whole life.
I know.
I feel like that's...
Like, what are we going to do when we don't have each other?
I don't think... Like, are we going to survive?
Are we going to survive? Because, like, realistically, who else am I going to talk to? Because I feel like I've been friends with, like, you guys for so long, and it took me not a long time to form these bonds. Like, I genuinely feel like we get each other and we clicked really well together. Yeah. But, like, it took a long time to, like, form this, like, bond, you know? And it's like having to firstly leave that, but secondly having to be like, shit, if they're not with me, I have to form other bonds with other people.
And also, like, am I gonna like other people? Are they gonna get me, like, my friends get me now? Like, and also something that I like is that, like, the people we were in grade 8 is very different to the people that we are now. But if all of us have, like, kind of grown and adapted together, and we get each other and we've gone through so many changes, and it's like we all know each other so well, and like, how am I gonna have to go explain, like, who I am and, like
I have a question, like, do you think the person that you grow into in, like, your last year of high school, like, do you think you have more growth in high school versus more growth in, like, university? Because one thing I can say is, like, we definitely bonded over the fact that we're all growing together, and I feel like we're much stronger together because we got to, like, grow into who we are together. But I feel like after high school you have, like, certain of your personality traits that aren't gonna change, so it's like you're not really growing with someone, but at the same time you're still gonna grow into, like, a different, like, period of your life, so you could also grow with someone, you know.
I get that, because I feel like there's definitely different kinds of people, because, like, there's some people who peaked in high school, guys. Aish and I haven't even come close to our peak yet. We did not peak in high school. That one of my big fears, though, like, so when I say peak in high school, obviously for different people it means different things. But, like, some people peak socially in high school. We have not come close to that.
No, I think we'll peak socially, like, post, like, university.
When we're, like, 30. That's what we mean. That's social peak. But something that I'm concerned about is that I've kind of reached my, like, I don't want to say personality peak, but just, like, I'm scared that I'm, like, my greatest moments and my greatest achievements are going to be in high school. And then it's like, I'm going to have nothing to show for my life after high school. You didn't watch Glee, so I can't make this analogy because you won't understand the analogy that I'm making. But there's this thing called a shooting star. So it's like Rachel Bitty was a shooting star.
Okay.
I want to be a shooting star. So, like, what, like, shooting star means is, like, it's this person who worked really hard in high school and, like, perfected who they are. And then when they get into the real world, it's nothing like what they expected. And they're not the best at everything. And they're not good at... I don't want to say they're not good at anything, but, like, they're just not who they thought they were, right? It's like a fish out of water type of situation, and then they just break. You know, they explode. Shooting star. Because you were a star, and now...
Okay, I get it.
I want to be a shooting star.
Yeah, no, same. That sounds terrifying.
I don't want to be a shooting star.
But, like, do you think you found yourself in high school?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I did. But
do
also,
you think
I
that'll,
think...
like, carry, like, a big portion of you for, like, not the rest of your life, but, like... the next 5 years, like, your next university, like, degree.
Here's the thing. I think out of all of us, like, out of our friends, I've probably gone through, like, the most change and the most...
I agree.
In terms of, in many areas, but I think overall, like, I've gone through the most change and, like, the most... the dynamic of who I am and the person that I am has changed a lot. But I genuinely think the person I'm going to be now is, like, the person I'm going to be in, like, the next 10 years, the next 20 years. Like, I highly... especially because I think I've had to adapt... I think because I've had to adapt to very adult situations very quickly. And, like, I've kind of had to...
You've, like, experienced...
I've had to become, like, an adult very quickly.
So you've experienced, like, your 20s already.
I've gone through my 20s already. Like, that's why I'm ready for, like, my good, like, time as a 30-year-old. Like, I'm ready.
No, same.
But I think because of the situations that I, like, had to be placed in and the way I've had to conduct myself. There are, like, many instances in my life, like, I don't think I'm going to change. Because I know who I am. Like, it took me a long time to get to this place, like, where I am now. But, like, I know who I am as a person. And very few things, I don't know, unless, like, dramatic instances and experiences, like, is going to change who I am as a person.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
I don't know. I feel like I'm definitely, like, going to grow more and learn more. But I feel like that's more going to be, like, personal growth and less of, like, life experiences.
Yeah.
Because there are very few life experiences that I still have to experience.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in, like, a social level. I mean that in, like, a...
in, like, a... personal level. Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't know. Something that I'm really scared of is, like, losing, like, our bond. Because, like, the thing is,
you know the thing I mentioned about, like, how we grew, like, together?
Yeah.
I think that's what, like, will connect us forever.
But I...
It's like the fact that we've been through it with each other.
We have. But I also don't want to go. Like, I speak to you guys every day. You know, like, my, like, Aisha and I wanted to make this TikTok, right? I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's basically where, like, this audio plays, and it's like, tell me a secret or whatever, and then you're supposed to, like, obviously you can't hear what the person's saying, but yeah, the audio, like, plays, and then, like, you're supposed to tell this person this, like, secret, and then, like, you're supposed to, like, catch the reaction. What secret must I tell her?
Because when we know everything about each
when
other.
When things happen. Like, the first thing I do, I send screenshots to the group chat. I send voice notes. I'm explaining. Yeah. We're on phone calls. Like, when things happen, like, that's what it's like. And it's like, am I going to do that, like, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? And I don't want to lose the bond that we have. I think, especially for me, I'm probably, like, the most sentimental about this. Oh, my God. I'm just going to start crying. We're 10 minutes in, and I'm going to start crying. I'm, like, the most sentimental about this because, like, you guys just...
Oh my god, no tears.
I'm really sentimental about this because it's like, it's not that you guys are just my friends, like, you guys are my family.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
And I think that, especially because I don't have that support system with my parents, like even was it not yesterday, the day before yesterday, guys, when I got my what's the thing called?
Your acceptance.
Yes. What's it called? There's a name for it. Pre something.
Were you like provisionally
accepted? Yeah. Anyway, so I got provisionally accepted to Wits, right, for all three of my degree choices. Look at me.
So cool.
Submitted my application.
So cool.
Like, they got back to me so quickly. Like, the first thing I did, I just screenshotted the email that they sent me, and I sent it to my friend Gujan, and we were calling each other. I was talking to Kian. I was like, Kian. Like, because Aisha and Taylor weren't picking up, guys. Aisha wasn't at home. Taylor was probably taking a nap. But, like, that was the first thing I did. I sent it to Kirsten, like, I sent it to Diaz. And that's, like, I feel like my natural reaction, like, when things happen, I'm like, I want to share moments and things. Like, you guys are the first people that I contact. And I think, like, even then, because I was talking to my mom about it, right? And she was like, oh, like, did you, like, let your parents know? And I was like, no. Firstly, my parents blocked me on WhatsApp. Like, let's get on to that. Like, they blocked me. But then I just blocked them back. Because I was like, even if you unblock me, like, I blocked you.
Yeah.
But I was like, I didn't even think about that until my mom mentioned it. And I realized that was because of, like, two reasons. One, because, like, the relationship is disintegrated between us. And also because, like, I think they've been so despondent and so, like, detached from my life for so long that, like, even when things happen and, like it's a natural reaction to tell your parents things, right? Yeah. When it's like, I think because they haven't been a part of my life, even when they were a part of it, like, they haven't been a part of my life for so long that, like, my natural reaction is just to tell my parents, like, when things happen, like, they're like, you guys are, like, the first people that I tell. And I think I'm really scared to lose that because, like, the reality of the situation is, like, and I don't want to speak things into existence, but my grandparents are not going to live forever. Like, yeah, I'm very much aware that they're already in their 70s. Like, I really need to be realistic about their time expectancy on this earth.
And yeah.
I don't know, I've just become so accustomed to having you guys, like, by my side for, like, 5 years. And, like, even when, like, my parents weren't there, like, you guys were my support system. And even now, guys, like, and even your parents are so nice to me. Like,
yeah, now I get that.
So that's something that I'm really scared of losing. Is, like, I'm not just going to lose my friends, I'm going to lose my family.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a big deal. Because then I'm, like, really on my own.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose that. Because, like, you guys, like, you're not just my friends. So I'm really scared. Oh, I'm so glad I made my way through that without crying, guys, because normally I start crying when this happens.
Yeah, now I get that though.
You know what I really wish I had was like the surety Kian has.
Yeah.
Because Kian's always like, but guys, it's what you make of it. Like, we're going to stay in touch. Like, and I'm even like, how do you know that? And she's like, you just know. And I'm like,
but how do you
know? I need that in writing. Because, like, I'm so scared.
Contact sign.
Yes.
Cause talk once per day. At this time and this time.
Like, I don't necessarily think, like, okay, realistically speaking, as we're growing up, like, life's going to get more hectic. And we're obviously going to be pulled in different directions. Like, I don't think we're gonna, like, talk every day. Like, there's not gonna be, like, now.
But we both of us have friendships outside of, like, our... Not, I don't want to say our school friendship, because that sounds like it's, like, we friends just in school. We're not. But, like, we both of us have friendship outside...
People that go to other schools.
Yeah, with, like, people that go to other schools. And we don't talk to them, like, every single day, like, how we talk to, like, Kian and Taylor. But, like, as soon as we talk to them, there's, like, this instant connection.
And it clicks.
And it clicks, and everything falls back into place. And it's, like, I've still feel like I've known you Well, we've known them for our whole lives.
See, that's the thing. So, like, our core friend group, guys, if you've been listening to the podcast a while, you could piece together. It's me, Aisha, Taylor, and Kia. Like, all of our four friends, like, we have one friend outside of the friend group.
Mm.
And this wasn't, like, a planned thing. This just naturally happened.
And
we've known the person, like, outside of the friend group for, like...
basically our whole life.
Since,
like, school start. Like, primary school, like, grade one.
I don't know, because since we were four.
Yeah.
When we started dancing together. And, like, they all go to other schools, but we are still all friends with them, and they are still, like, friends with the people in our friend group. But my only concern is, right, we've known all those other people for, like, extended periods of time. Like, because when I met when we were four, when we started dancing, I'm 17 now, so that's 13 years. I've only known you for 5.
Yeah.
So, like, it's
crazy. We've only known each other for 5 years.
I feel like I've known Ash my whole life.
I've
known each other for 5 years. We've been friends for 5 years, guys. I literally feel like at birth. Like, we started talking to each other.
No.
But, like, is the reason why we could have that, like, friendship with them because we've known them for extended periods of time?
But I'm going to reach that same time period with you, like, 5 years from now.
Okay.
Years from now, I would have known you for 10 years.
Crazy. Crazy stuff. In 5 years, how old are we? 23?
Yeah.
We're 23. We would have known each other. Oh, yeah. Probably we started being friends at 13.
Oh, so if we were 13 at one point, we were so cringe.
Aisha and I, oh my god, the Snapchat pictures of us, I will never get over it.
I'm gonna try and find this picture.
Guys, like, why didn't we think we were so cool with the Snapchat filters? It looks horrendous.
Guys, it's not good.
It looks horrendous.
It's not good. No, I agree. It's not good.
Those pictures of us in grade 8 sitting in the English block. I will never get over it. And, like, we're not the same people, but we're very similar to how we were.
We've just grown into slightly...
better versions of ourselves. Yeah, like,
slightly better versions.
We've evolved as human beings, yeah. And we are just better people, you know?
I agree.
But, like, I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? Because, like, we both want to go to university, right?
Mm.
But what do you think is going to happen, like, next year when we're at university? And let's say we don't go to the same university, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so, like, let's just say, like, we love... So, if we don't go to the same university, right? So, like, scratch UCT out of the equation.
Yes.
So, like, say, like, one's at, like, what's one's at Sally's. Or, like, one's at, like... I don't want to say UCT and Sally's because that's, like...
That's still, like, close.
That's still close. Even though Sally's is far away. But, like, I'm just saying, like, let's use that example. One of us is out of the country.
That's, like, really hard. Because, like, I can't even, like, fly over for the weekend to Joburg, you know?
So, like, are you going to go over to a different country? But, like, how are we going to manage that? Because, generally, really hard. I cannot... You know what, Dave? Like, I feel like holidays are a different thing. Because, like, we don't see each other... Sometimes we don't see each other during holidays, but that's just because we know it's, like, it's the holiday. You know, we're not, like, expected. But, like, when it's, like, supposed to be, like, the day-to-day, like,
I see you guys, like, every day.
It's in, like,
my daily interaction.
It's a routine for 5 years.
You, like, I get to school, I see you guys, like, we talk, we have good vibes.
And then we go to class and we cry. Yeah. And then break comes and we do it over again. But, like, I don't know. Like, would we be able, were we going to have to be able to survive, but, like, would we be able to? Because I can't imagine you guys not in my life.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I can't imagine, like, just not having you guys, like, at, like, a table and we all sitting together and, like, eating lunch and talking about, like, school / university, you know?
And just, like, talking about other random things.
Yeah.
And then, like,
I think that's crazy.
Imagine, like, we only just see each other on weekends. Like,
oh, that's so hard.
That is really difficult.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't imagine it, and I know
I can't imagine
happen.
Like our lives without each other.
But do you think that means we're, like, too codependent on each other?
Okay, by codependent,
like, because I feel like,
because, like, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, codependence, you can't, like, physically survive without them.
Could we? I mean, okay, in my defense, though, anytime there's been, like, a medical emergency, my friends have literally been useless. No, absolutely.
And then I was the most helpful out of all of them when you fainted. I was the one that called the teacher. I was the one that ran to the office being like, we need first aid. We need someone that has sugar. Like, I was the one that ran.
Even on Friday, the last Friday of school.
To be fair, my phone wasn't even on me. I didn't even know that was going on.
No, guys. So, like, maybe not physically. Because in all medical emergencies, my friends have been useless. Maybe, like, in future medical emergencies, though. Because, like, I mean, you are going to study to become a doctor.
That's the thing. I'm pretty sure at Wits, I would have to take a first aid course anyway, yeah. So you'd be fine.
You know what's so funny?
Give me a year, and you'd be fine.
The funniest thing is that I'm the only one out of all of us who has first aid, right? But yet, in every instance thus far that we've needed first aid, I am always the one who requires the first aid. It's the one person who has first aid that always requires the first aid.
It's okay. A year from now, if you faint, I will be able to help you.
I don't think I would say we're codependent. I just think
I agree.
We are very accustomed to each other.
I agree.
Because, like,
Like, I'm very used to, like, you're not used to your personalities, but, like, used to who you are, used to, like, being comfortable.
Guys, I'm absent from school 1 week. Aisha's messaging me. She's like, when are you coming back to school?
I miss you.
She's like, I couldn't stand this without you.
No, literally.
She's like, how are you going to, stand a whole life? Not a life, but,
that's
like...
No, don't say that.
Periods of time. But I think if you look at the people who, like... I stalk, if you've ever gone to my school, there's a very high chance I've stalked you on Instagram.
Yeah.
But, like, no, most same. Of them stay friends. If they go to the same university, they stay friends.
Yeah.
Most friend groups stay the same. You know what was so crazy?
Mm.
Is that when we started grade 8, the matrix of that year, the matrix of 2018, they graduated this year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was so crazy, like, looking at everyone's Instagram stories and seeing them graduating.
And they're holding, their thingy.
Like, I remember when you were shouting at me during choir practice. Like, during the house singing challenge.
I remember you shouting at me.
I remember you shouting at me, and now you're getting a whole degree. Look at you. Well done.
Insane.
I don't know. I just don't want to lose this. But then how do we ensure that we don't lose it? Because, like, we're going to be like, yeah, we're going to talk to each other.
But then, that might not always work.
I know. Because I feel like at school, you're, like, forced to socialize, you know? Like, we're forced to socialize with each other. But, like, I don't want to, like... Again, there's a lyric in a Taylor Swift song where she's like, I'll watch your life in pictures like I used to watch you sleep. And it's like, I don't want to have to, like, oh my God, like... Check on Instagram. Oh my God.
To, like, see what they're up to.
Taylor's kids turned one.
Like, oh my God, Tori has a boyfriend.
Why do you say that? Like, it's so unrealistic. Why do you say that? Like, it's never going to be like that. One thing I'm not going to miss is Aisha's constant insults. She's constantly insulting me.
Oh, you know I love you.
24/7, Aisha's insulting me.
It is a love language.
But do you think we'll be able to remain friends?
I think we will.
If we go to the same university, yes.
Even if we go to different universities, I think we will.
Different universities in different cities.
Yes. I think we will.
That yes sounded more like a question.
No. Answer. I think we will.
I want us to. Obviously. I was like, what I don't want to happen is if, like, three of us go to one place and then one
and
person
then one.
Doesn't end up there.
Oh, that's not good.
And then we replace the person. I was like, that cannot happen because I feel like they can replace me.
No. Please, you are one of a kind. No replacing Tora.
I made them promise this at lunch. I was like, guys, if you all end up going to the same university and by chance, like, I don't, like, you cannot replace me. I was like, I don't want some, like, other curly-haired girl with deep family issues who, like, likes politics sitting with you at lunch. Like, no. I will not stand for it. I will come from wherever I am. And I will throw hands. I was like, don't.
Tora is irreplaceable.
But, like, we're going to make new friends and meet new people.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean...
inevitable.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we won't, like, have a connection between us.
But, like, I think we could remain friends. I think we could. Our bond really strong. We're like floppy friends, you know?
Yeah, like we're like actual like friends.
Yeah, it's
like
not
we
just
have the bond.
It's not just Instagram pictures.
Yeah. It's not just a high school like friendship. It's a
lifetime friend.
Yeah.
I agree
with that.
So you think we'll remember each other in like 10 years?
Of course. I feel like you guys played such a big like instrumental part of my life.
Yeah. Well, mine too. Mine too. I quite literally think I would not be alive.
Like, besides not being alive, like, I also wouldn't be alive without you guys. Like, I would have near-death experiences, guys. Yo. But just, like, daily survival.
Yeah.
And, like, daily, like, support. And,
I feel
like
getting through high school is a tough experience.
Yeah, and we did that, like, experience together, and I think that's, like, a very, like, thing that's gonna remain there.
That's a glue that bonds us together.
about it like this. Like, high school is only a small part of...
High school is only, like, 5 years. Like, so, like, even if you live... Okay, wait. Give me a second.
I should, like, let me do the math.
If you live... Let's just say you live to, like, the age of 65. Let's, like, a good average, okay?
65 is young, Aisha.
Okay, but, like, average. Average.
No, I the life expectancy in this country is a lot higher than that.
Really?
I can Google it. What is the life expectancy in South Africa? Let me Google it. Give me, like, 2 seconds. What is the life... What do you think it's going to be?
I'm thinking, like, 65.
No, you're young 65.
I understand, but some people die really young.
Okay, yes, people die young. But, like, no, actually, it's not 65. Oh! No, this what's is... It? What is South Africa? Yeah. At 64.30.
Yes.
Why yes. did I think it was like 70?
It would never be 70. People died real young. Okay. Anyway, so 5 years out of like the 65 years. Okay. That is only... So your high school experience counts for like 7.69%. 7.69% of your like life.
Okay, and say
so like let's just make it 8% of your life.
8% of your life. But then say like we go to the same university. So we remain friends in high school and university.
Okay, so like 10 years all together. Okay,
because we all want to do long ass degrees.
Okay, that makes up like 15% of your life.
That's a good average.
You see, so what
like
I'm saying?
Like if someone takes up 15% of all your years, like they have to be four lifers.
And I also feel like. Even that, what did I say, like 8%?
8% is still like, it's not one.
Yeah.
It's not zero.
It's not, like, they're not random people.
But then
I feel like they have, like, such an impact on your life.
Too.
Like, high school.
But then I also think back to, like, primary school. And, like, primary school was longer.
No, but primary school, like, look, I think also what age you are in that time period is, like, a really important thing. Because, like, realistically, were you really going to be friends with someone that you were friends with at the age of, like, 11?
True.
We all have like primary school friends, but that was just like a very like lucky thing. Some people don't
end up. I literally have no friends from primary school. I don't remember the people I went to primary school with.
But like what I'm saying is that like you haven't found yourself in primary school.
True.
Like the people that you find yourself with, which is most of the time in high school, that's who you like stick with. Okay. You know? That's who you have a relationship with.
So, yeah. Four lifers.
Four lifers.
Can we shake on it?
Four lifers.
A year on the podcast. If Aisha and I, like, I don't know, what do you think it would take us not to be friends?
Like, what would, like, break our friendship of course? I think something really drastic. Like, a boy would never get enough in the way of a relationship. Happen. That would never happen.
If, firstly, like, a boy tried to... Was he done at the same time?
That's what I was going to say.
Because my type is non-existent fictional men who only occur in Jane Austen books. And Aisha's is standing on the corner of Cavendish smoking weed right now. So, there's that. Secondly...
And I also feel like we're not stupid enough to let that happen.
Yeah. We're not... We wouldn't let love cloud our judgment like that. I think especially because Aisha and I literally, like... Not just... This is gonna sound mean.
Mm.
But we really dislike men a lot.
We do. So,
I feel like...
We are... Like, a man knows no peace.
Yeah.
When we are around.
Men know no peace when we are around. So, I feel like Aisha and I would just be like... You're trying to do what? You. Who are you?
Yeah.
Why are you like this? So, there's that. But then, I don't know. What would it take? This is what I think would happen. Like, if it was, like, if we had to, like, start a company. And then one of us had to stab each other in the back.
Ooh.
That would be... That's what it would take.
But I feel like we wouldn't do that.
I also feel like we wouldn't do that. Actually, we also very much, like, we're not for capitalism.
Yeah, we're like nice people. That's the thing. We are nice people.
We are too nice.
We are, like, nice and we're good. Yeah, and sometimes we can, like, say some, like, really, like, bitchy stuff and be really rude, right? But that's because we probably don't like you. But we like each other, okay?
Yeah, I don't think we would do that.
Like, we wouldn't, like, backstab.
But I think that's what it would take. Like, if we, like...
Because, like, realistically, we're not going to, like, stop supporting each other. We're not going to become, like, toxic.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, that's what it would take.
Mm.
But it's fine. I don't think either of us would do that.
Yeah, no.
So, you guys aren't getting rid of us. You know, all the people prayed for our downfall. It's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.
moving on. We're growing past our silly jokes, rational fears, and somehow it all feels weird. We were so focused on growing up that now there's no time left to lose. Too young to care enough about what we wanted to do. But all's well that ends well. It's been one hell of a ride. I love you and you love me too. The journey begins tonight. But all's well that ends well when nothing's really gone. Just moving on to something new. Just don't be afraid, whatever you do. Ooh, 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 ooh. All's well that ends well when nothing's really gone. Just moving on to something new. Just don't be afraid.